Right, one of the questions we're going to ask you this morning is, do you get a big enough say on this programme? According to Alice, who's on just before the news at 10 o'clock, you don't, because I interrupt you. Well, I interrupted Alice. Alice wasn't happy. So much reaction to this, by the way. I'll remind you, just in case you've joined us late, of what Alice said. We were talking about slavery. We were talking about people who would be working at some of the car washes who may not be looked after properly, paid properly, have health and safety and all of that. But that's not the important thing. That's what the topic was about. Regardless of what it was, Alice isn't happy.
Whenever anybody rang, I don't know, you never let anybody speak. But I'm not laughing about it. What? I've rung in before and actually stopped ringing in for that reason, because you overbear people. I was trying to explain something and I couldn't get explained to about 2 seconds ago. As I said about it, then you just come in and then you ramble, and if I'm trying to get in to say something, no, you don't listen, you just switch off and you ramble, and then you let somebody say something.
So there was Alice and then she was away. Do you agree with her? Do let us know. I see Jeff says, is this the first time you've ever been criticised, Frank? I think so. You know, it's rare. It's rare for people to have anything negative to say about this show.
You were at your best there earlier on, Frank, contradicting people who call you up. No, that doesn't happen. That's a disgrace. Last couple of weeks ago was a fellow on about a van in Bangor. No, that wouldn't happen. It happened to Eckley on itself. But you're Frank Mitchell, you know everything, you're better than everybody and the stupid people who call up. And I had a couple of months ago, I called you up about something in London. My cousin worked for 30 years in this job, and you're telling me, no, that's not wrong, that's not right, that wouldn't happen. You contradict all the time, let the world know what a smart fella you are and how stupid we all are on here.
Just deadly. Oh dear, oh my confidence is shattered here. I'm falling apart. Liam's on this line. Liam, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Confidence is one thing you don't lack. Trust me in that one. Frank, I like your show. I mean, you're fair to a certain extent. But, you know, when you put up a particular point across to you, you will absolutely you will direct it in a narrative way to suit your own agenda.
Sometimes, Liam, now I have to emphasise this, sometimes I need to be legally conscious of what other people are saying. That's part of the skill of doing this job. You can't come on and say just whatever you like. Now, I do take on board a point from Gareth in London earlier on, where he was saying I was preempting what Alice was actually going to say. And I believed that she was going to criticise some of the major petrol retailers. So I had to interject to protect that respectable, reputable company. Whereas she probably wasn't going to. She was going to talk about the fly-by-night guys who appear sometimes at old petrol stations.
See, Frank, what probably it is what frustrates a lot of people with trying to call in is, I mean, there's no doubt about it. Your vocabulary and your way of putting words together can, you know, and you're not given that opportunity for someone to get their point across, because you can come out with all these big words and, you know, you can just completely flatten people, you know, and you're lost for words. So you are, and that's the kind of persona you perceive, you know, people perceive you as. Don't get me wrong, I think you're an intelligent man, but you're not letting other people get their point across. I know you're giving me a platform there, you know, and like so many, but you hijack a situation, so you do. You have the ability to give it a 360 turnaround, and then we're talking about something on your terms, and it can be frustrating. I've listened to other callers, and that's just the way I see it. I think you're good. Like, I listen to you every morning.
Oh, I appreciate that, Liam. I would love to have a wider vocabulary, but I'm pleased that you think mine is adequate. Having said that, it's important for discussion purposes to see the other side of every argument. If you're making one point, well, obviously I'm going to suggest something different to you, because there will be people shouting at the radio who aren't agreeing with you or anyone else.
Well, that's true, Frank. You know, but sometimes you come across too conservative, you know, sensible, but you can twist it around. So you can't, but, you know, in the majority of cases, like, and with Alice there, she was going on her a bit and all. She didn't articulate her question very good. You know,
well, she was angry, you see, and it's important for me. Like, I'm the customer-facing member of staff here. It's important for me not to make our customers leave annoyed. You know, if I was running a hotel here, she'd never book in again.
I know, that's true. But, Frank, it is, you don't know what it is, but you do. You have the ability just to change the whole conversation around. You know, I find it funny. I was laughing. Your guy, you're one of your producers or who rung me up there. Yes, well, you're going to phone in and get the boot in. The Frank, I was laughing at it and all, but you can't get the boot in, do you? You're too equipped with vocabulary to take you down a peg or two, but don't worry, one day I will. I'll find the right moment.
Liam, you're very welcome. Thank you. Liam, who actually sent a very critical text, and then we turned it into a telephone call. Morris, however, is directly on the line. Good morning, Morris.
Good morning, Frank. You're getting a hard time today, aren't you?
It's just part of the job. I accept this. Alice is entitled to her opinion, and she's getting a lot of support.
Well, I can tell you, I listen to a lot of talk radio, especially BBC radio, Talkback, Nolan Show, etc. And I have to say, I have to compliment you. Now, before I say that, TV, sometimes you come across quite a smarm ball on TV when you do the weather. Having said that, on the radio, I have to say, locally anyway, this is probably one of the best radio shows on locally. And I say that because, as I said, if you listen to some of the BBC shows, you don't interrupt people. And contrary to what other people have said, I think you do let people make their point. You know, I have listened to, as I said, BBC quite a lot. And sometimes you're actually turning off because you're so frustrated that they won't let the people speak, and all it's just about them. Whereas this show, I feel, it's about us. And yes, you're the presenter, and I think you presented very, very well.
Morris, I really appreciate you saying that. Research does show that we give people longer to speak than other phone-in radio programmes. However, Morris, let me take you back to the weather. My goodness me, a smarm ball. What manifests me as a smarm ball on the TV?
Well, I suppose that's a bit strong, though. But what I really mean is I prefer to listen to you on the radio as opposed to watch you on TV.
Yeah, it's all got to do with look, hasn't it? You know, I'm not pleasing on the eye. Is that what you're saying, Morris?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. No, I'm not. I wouldn't be critical the way you look or dress now, Frank. But no, seriously, the radio, the programme that you do, I do have to say that very, very, very few times I've heard you that you do interrupt people as opposed to other local radio shows. So from that point of view, I think it is one of the best shows to listen to.
Morris, that's an endorsement. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Michael's got a point. He's on line three. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. You know, what I don't know who instigated this. Somebody phoned in and said, because I only got into the car and I was listening to it in the car. And what they said was 100%. I was actually going to phone in and say exactly the same thing in the past, but I didn't bother. But now somebody's done it, and I'm going to get my word in here. Thank you. No,
You think you are. You think you are. All right. Bye-bye. No, I'm only kidding. Go ahead.
No. Sometimes I've been making a point, and so like I say, you hijack it. You talk that much, I'm trying to get back in. I can't say a word. And then, that's okay, but the worst thing you do, I go to come back and say something, and you've cut me off. Instead of saying thank you, Michael, you know, suddenly I'm talking away, and you're gone. You've just cut me off without saying a word, and that's very, very frustrating.
I suppose if you've something more to say and we move on to the next caller, that can leave you irritated.
No, all you have to say is thank you, Michael. Even if you only said quickly and bang, knock me off, you just do it without a word. And I'm sitting thinking I'm talking to you, and you're gone. You're away to somebody else.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Happy enough now?
Oh, yeah, well, you let me go this time. I'm not going to say other than that. I wish it was another time where I could have got my word in.
All right. Thank you. 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. Caroline says, Frank, I think you're delightful on television. Geraldine as well, coming rowing in. Teresa and Brenda. Ah, jeepers. I love this one from Ian. He says, how could anybody be a smarmball doing the weather forecast? Tim's on this line. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Frank. Articulate, contemporary, and judged criticism of the topics. That's what you deliver. That's what the show delivers. And you deliver far more speaking time than any other show anywhere that I know of. That's why your show is so successful. I don't believe you cut in that often. I think I understand why you cut in with Alice, because the conversation was going down a route that might have sounded racist in terms of branding and every single person that works at a petrol station or a car cleaning station that should be avoided. So I understand that fully. I think Alice got out of the bed on the wrong side. And as you alluded to, you said if you were a hotel, she wouldn't check in. Business like hers, I don't think you would miss. But Frank, don't be worrying. Your show is so successful because you listen. And that's what the show is about. And you do let the people talk. And I wouldn't worry about it at all. And as for the weather, keep at it. And now, I know you're double jobbing, and I'm sure you gave the politicians a bit of criticism in years gone by, but who cares? You're good at what you do.
Tim, thank you. Thank you very much. That should be another phone in. Should I double job?
Well, don't
you dare start that.
Well, it did raise a point, and, you know, as a competent journalist and broadcaster, that's a question that you have thrown out to politicians in the past. But hey, at the end of the day, who could fill your shoes? Nobody.
Tim, I love this sound here. Oh, I'm allowing that to wash over me. I am. As for Alice, I will work hard to get Alice to book into my hotel once more. Right, this is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Whatever's on your mind, we're always happy to hear from you.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Listening to you.
Cynthia asked a question. It's a good question. What is it, Frank, that makes good phone-in radio? Maybe let Trevor answer that. Good morning, Trevor.
Morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Trevor.
This is a first for me, phoning into the show, but I listen to your show every morning, and I have friends who would switch to the other side, and we converse on what's going on one channel and what's going on yours. But I would just like to say, Frank, I think the whole crux of that conversation turning the way it went was when you came in on top of the girl and said that, hold on, you just can't assume that these people are illegal workers or whatever, you know, type of thing. And I think maybe what the point she was trying to make was, if you hadn't have maybe came in there, was that the fact that there was a police station, she said, on the other side of the street, and maybe it was going to go down along the lines of, had the police investigated this? Had they been over to see? Had they checked them out? But when you came in and you said, we can't just assume, I think it was you who was assuming what she was going to say.
I'm going to agree with you here because yeah. I had assumed that she was going to be critical actually of the petrol stations, the official petrol stations, and yeah. the people who run those petrol station companies, whereas I'm quite sure now that she was going to make a reference to an abandoned petrol station that has a car wash on it. So me jumping to a conclusion, making an assumption, is accurate. However, I sometimes have to do that to ensure that people do not libel anyone else.
Yeah, yeah.
Or slander them, as the case may be in the spoken word.
I understand, but I think maybe that's what maybe annoyed her, because she hadn't assumed anything at that stage. But just on a wee point, you talked about the petrol station there, Frank, on a by and by, she must have rattled you a wee bit. Because when you started to talk about the petrol stations, you were talking about fire stations at one stage.
Very possible. Very, very possible.
So that's just a simple point I just wanted to make. And that was a first for me.
Trevor.
Love the show, and I'll continue to listen to it. Absolutely.
Listen, thank you very much. It's a wonderful analysis and, I suppose, in many ways, a perfect commentary on what you've heard. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
There's Trevor, first-time caller.